everyone. But what was left out was the word Mary, because we're doing a sort of mini-series about God calling people. A good way to find out how God works is to see how he works in the Bible with individuals. And this morning, I'm going to be talking about God is calling everyone and looking at how God called Mary. One of my waggish friends said to me, "How many people do you know who have experienced immaculate conception?" I don't think that's quite what we're going to be examining. We're going to see how she reacted. We know that she went through with it, and thank the Lord she did. So the title, God is calling everyone. Where's the emphasis? God is calling everyone? God is calling everyone? God is calling everyone. After all that, I actually don't think it matters. The fact is, he is calling everyone. When I was a youngster, I used to think that it was all about vocation. And vocation is a slightly difficult word, because unless you define what you mean by vocation before you use it, people will be unsure exactly what it is you're saying to them. I think I grew up in an era when vocation meant going into something of a caring profession, a doctor, a nurse, a vicar, that sort of thing. But I actually never quite understood that, because if God's calling you to go and join one of the armed forces or to go and run a firm somewhere, whatever it is that you believe God wants you to do with your life, then vocation means call. And if that's your call, that's what you do. So I think we have to get away from using the word vocation. I much prefer God's call. And then we don't get into any difficulties. Now, I believe genuinely that God calls everyone, probably on a number of occasions during their life or on many occasions. And the big call sometimes gets refused, and people say no, no. But God is persistent. Do any of you remember Joe Lampshire? When Joe was here, he still is part of the Tough Talk team. They spread the gospel through the gift of weightlifting, and I call it a gift because I couldn't begin to even believe God wanted him to become a minister of some sort when he was here. And he gave his job up, and he spent 6 months sort of with us, just having a look and seeing, and then decided that that wasn't right. And I remember he went to see Bishop David and said, "I don't think this is quite for me." And David said to him, "Don't worry, God will have you in the end." And he came back and said he didn't tell me that that's what the bishop had said. So I said, "Well, don't worry, Joe, God will have you in the end." No, he didn't get me when I first heard his call, but that was because I was given other advice, which I took. I don't regret having taken it, but the call never left. And eventually, I was collared. And big vocations, big calls, tend to be like that. But God has called me to do things on many different occasions, both before I was ordained and certainly since I've been ordained. So how do we know that? Well, I'm tempted to say you just do. I won't go quite as far as Philip Schofield and say I knew all along, but it's something sort of similar. It's a gut and head feeling all wrapped up together. You just know that you have to do something. How do you know that it's God? That's an interesting one, isn't it? Yesterday we had a wonderful conference with a guy called John McGinley, who was particularly talking to us about how we can share our faith. And he got us to write down the names of five people, non-Christians, who we would pledge to pray for until God told us which one he was going to bring into knowledge of the gospel. I didn't see anybody having any problems at all with putting five names down after we'd prayed. So I think I can genuinely say that was God telling each person which five names to write down. The more we listen to God and talk to God, the more we discover what his voice sounds like. Now, the shepherd is always used as a sort of picture of the pastor. And the reason is that sheep get to know the voice of the shepherd. And if two shepherds go into a field, the one who looks after the flock will instantly be obeyed by the sheep, probably with a big helping hand from the sheepdog. But if the other shepherd starts to try and round up the sheep, nothing will happen because they don't know his voice. So we have to get to know the sound of God's voice. And that is only going to happen if we give him lots of opportunity to talk to us and we actually stop issuing the list of things we need help with. I'm not suggesting we give it up, but at the moment, most of us, I think, tend to say, I'd like you to help me with this, Lord. And God will say, okay, let's do it like this or let's do it like that. So it's questions and answers from us to him. And that doesn't actually give him much opportunity to talk to us. But if we are prepared to set aside a bit of time once a day, three times a week, whatever it is, to listen and just say one short prayer, what do you want me to do, Lord, today or in this situation or just generally? Then we have a chance of hearing him. And once we've heard him a few times, we will discover the sound of his voice. And if you know the sound of somebody's voice, you know who it is that's talking to you. And it really is as simple as that. I think I've got to know the sound of God's voice, and I know the sound of my voice. And when you come to make decisions, sometimes you err on making them your way, don't you? Because that's what I really want to do. And then when it doesn't quite happen, you have to think, what did God say? He said, go that way. Yes. Now, you can save a lot of time wasting if you listen to God's voice and don't listen to your voice. So getting back to Mary, what happened? We can learn quite an angel. Have you ever seen an angel? Have you ever heard an angel? Well, I've certainly seen an angel in human form and watched what they do. There are some people whose dedication, perhaps to looking after another person or to looking after a particular situation, is quite angelic. They seem to go miles beyond where I would go and most people would go. They just are so dedicated and so profoundly switched on that they are just like an angel. She recognized the angel and then she listened to the angel. And she asked the angel the only question that seemed relevant. How will this be? How on earth is this going to happen? And on receiving the answer, She didn't think any more about it. She just said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. She trusted God implicitly. And we need to concentrate on that, because I'm not sure that if we, A, recognize God's voice, and B, listen to what he says, we would be quite as ready to say, okay, I'll do it, without thinking. Most of us would say, hesitate. But not Mary. She was instantly faithful and obedient. So we too have to cultivate not just a listening ear, not just the recognition of God's voice, but faith that says, I will do it. In my experience, when you make big decisions in life, possibly getting married, possibly all sorts of other things, you do tend to go and have a chat with friends, don't you? Or people you trust. And I think that's important. It's scriptural. Remember Paul said, check it out with the brethren. And it's important that we, having decided whether we're going to be obedient, check it out with the brethren. If it's a really big decision that will affect our life, help Mary. She told Mary about her older cousin, who was well beyond the age of childbearing, who was 6 months pregnant. She told Mary about that because it proved that God can do the impossible, and that if you trust him, you'll find he's done the impossible in a number of places, in similar situations. And furthermore, they were able to talk about it and share it. And that has to be good. Malcolm has a number of favourite phrases. How are we doing? Heard him say that? For such a time as this? I like that phrase because for such a time as this is what is happening or what could happen at the moment. So what is God saying to this church at such a time as this? What's God saying to us all at the moment? I think he's saying you need to make Jesus known more in the district where you live and work. And you can do that in a number of ways. We're doing it through church grafting, church planting, planting a new service, by showing Jesus' love to people through food bank, through the sharing project, by providing community meals here, Hope Cafe. So there are many opportunities that are here already for us to show Jesus' love and to share the gospel. And I think God is calling everyone in that particular venture at such a time as this. And it shouldn't be too difficult because the opportunities are there. If you get a chance to listen to the conference yesterday or to read John McGinley's book, there are loads of methods of doing this, which are very easy. It's not a difficult thing once you realise that there is a way of doing it. So his talk yesterday was full of useful tools on how to share the gospel. And we're none of us too old to do that. You know, age is a funny thing, isn't it? You think you've got to a point where you can't do certain things. And then if somebody challenges you and says, oh, can't you do it? Of course I can. No, so I don't think we want to worry about whether we've done it or whether we haven't. Let's just get on and start doing it or do more of it. He had a lovely phrase yesterday. We must all partner with God in mission. We must all partner with God in mission. And I really do think that God is calling us to do just that at this time. So let's learn from Mary and from one or two others. that we're going to look at. Let's be ready, because I do believe you are going to hear God, every one of you. He's got something for you to do. And that does sound a bit selfish, doesn't it? Because it's always for his purposes. But always remember that his purposes bring blessing. His word brings blessing. Not just to us, but to other people. So it really is a win-win-win-win-win-win situation, provided we hear what he's saying to us and have faith and are obedient. So please listen for the voice of God, get used to the sound of his voice, and expect to hear from him very soon. And I don't mean through the wind, although I do mean through the Spirit. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, will you reveal to each one of us what you are calling us to do in the mission of this Church of St. Mary's, so that you receive the glory and that many more will come to know you and all will be blessed. Amen. Now Rosemary's going to continue to lead us in prayer.